From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 15th, 2017. This week, the tune of On Top of Old Smoky, a traditional song associated with the Great Smoky Mountains, sets the stage to learn about an annual exploration of Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Each August, a week-long field course called Natural History of the Great Smoky Mountains focuses on the park and its biodiversity, with connections to the landscape, water resources, climate, and human heritage of the Southern Appalachian region. Virginia participants in the course are led by Dr. Don Lindsay of Virginia Tech's Department of Fish and Wildlife Conservation. Don joins me now.
Don, welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here today.
2017 is the 12th year that you've taken students to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. What are your main goals in going there every year?
Well, this is a unique course both to Virginia Tech and to the Smokies. The object is to provide a learning experience, a seven-day experience living within the park, and to provide a high-quality educational opportunity for not only students, but anyone interested in natural history. I have several master naturalists going with us this year. So it's a course that's open to classroom teachers and anyone who's interested in natural history, in particular the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
What are some of the key park features that you use when you're there?
We do a variety of things. This year I'll be taking students to the Twin Creeks Science Center. We're going to have a tour of the center and see all the natural history collections. We'll be taking some hikes to some waterfalls. We'll go up to the highest point in the park, which is Clingman's Dome. We'll talk about the various forest types as we pass through Cove Hardwood and Hemlock and get up into the Spruce Fir Zone. I will find some Brigcheek salamanders, which are an endangered species found only in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. On some other days, we'll be going out to Cades Cove, which is the lowest elevation in the park. We'll go out during the day and have a park ranger interpret a number of the cultural features, the history of Cades Cove. We'll go out at night and be looking. Last year, we saw coyote and deer. Probably we'll stop at a place called Gregory's Cave and see the bats. So we do a variety of different things.
How did you happen to focus much of your career on the Smokies?
The park was dedicated by President Roosevelt in September of 1940. My parents happened to go to the park in September 1940. My mom made a scrapbook, and I always loved that scrapbook. I always wanted to go to the park, so they took me there for my high school graduation. That was my first experience. Then when I went to Cornell University and started working on my PhD degree, I decided to work on a small mammal in the Smokies, about which very little was known. I went to the Smokies in 1963, I guess. I was a park ranger naturalist for a couple of summers. And I met Arthur Stupka, who was the very first park naturalist. And he was compiling all of his data from the 30-some years he was in the park and writing books on the birds of the park, the amphibians and reptiles, the trees and woody shrubs. He didn't have time to pull together the mammal information. So he asked my wife and I if we would do that, which we did. And we published a book on the mammals of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park several years later. We dedicated it to Arthur Stupka. And the rest is history. I have since written a book on the natural history of Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which happens to be the textbook that we use for this particular course.
Well, Don, it sounds like a fantastic place to be and a great course. Are there any other final comments you'd like to make about it?
Well, just for the students, they can get 3 hours of college credit in 1 week's time. Then the final evaluation, students say it's one of the best experiences ever, very educational. And it's amazing, I kept forgetting it was a class because it was so much fun. It's a very informal but a very educational course.
And I believe there's a discount for seniors, is that right?
Senior citizens over 60 can take courses for free, and then there's a discount for teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Don Lindsay of the Virginia Tech Department of Fish and Wildlife Conservation. For more information about the annual Natural History of the Great Smoky Mountains field course, contact Don at 540-951-9717 or email him at dlinzey@vt.edu. Thanks to Kathy and John Hollinsworth for this episode's music, and we close with a few more seconds of On Top of Old Smoky. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.